I'm Marco Werman with The World. Nigerian satirist L. Nathan John says his countrymen are worried. They're concerned about the spread of a highly infectious disease. He even tweeted about it earlier this week. Our thoughts are with the measles-ravaged country, America. I hope we are screening them before they come to Africa. Sarcasm so great, his message was retweeted or favorited more than 44,000 times. We reached L. Nathan John in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, and I asked him, seriously, why he thought that tweet resonated.
I was trying to talk about the danger of one-dimensional narratives as seen in the way epidemics are reported, especially in America, and how these one-dimensional narratives can reduce a whole continent like Africa to a footnote of war and disease.
I mean, it's interesting. Nigeria had its own outbreak of measles a few years ago in the north. I think nearly 200 people died.
We've had lots of other types of outbreaks. We are one of the last remaining countries that still has sizable polio numbers, for example. However, the case of measles is very useful in illustrating how a country facing an epidemic is not just one thing, and a country cannot be reduced to the epidemic which it is fighting. In the same way, for example, West Africa was not a subcontinent ravaged by Ebola. We had 3 to 5 countries that had Ebola. You see my point?
Yeah. Well, spread out that narrative that you were talking about that is represented in that tweet. Nigeria, we know it's in West Africa, but was never at the center of the Ebola outbreak. What else do you think outsiders do not get about Nigeria?
There is, for example, the very common phrase Christian South, Muslim North in reporting Nigeria. We have sizable Christian and Muslim populations all across the country. There are some fairly homogeneous places, but not so many. Nigeria is a very mixed country. And that's one thing people don't get. They assume there are Muslims in the north and there are Christians in the south, and there's this standoff between Muslims and Christians. That certainly is not the case. Most of Nigeria is actually peaceful, and people go about their normal businesses in spite of the terrible, terrible governance that Nigeria is beset with.
Yeah, and despite that terrible governance in Nigeria, when it came to Ebola, Nigeria really put forth quite a shining example.
Yes. In fact, I always say Ebola came in through the right place in Nigeria. Lagos is about our most developed state. It's also a place that has the best governance in the country, state-wise. And so when Ebola came there, it tackled us on our strongest front. And it was no surprise that we defeated it very, very quickly.
Yeah, but then counterpoint, President Goodluck Jonathan fired 16,000 resident doctors right in the middle of the Ebola scare. Those doctors were on strike trying to push for better wages and working conditions. Did that make sense?
Absolutely not. We have a president that has performed woefully as far as governance is concerned and has done things that beggar belief, really. However, we have a population that is thriving in spite of all of this.
L. Nathan John, a Nigerian satirist. Stay tuned for the novel he's got coming out in a few months. Mr. John, great to meet you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. It's been lovely.